ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მესამე ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მესამე ვარიანტი.
Listening. Task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will then hear the recording twice. Text 1.
The idea of starting a cycling club for women came to Susan when she injured her back in an accident. Many organizers of sports clubs complain about the lack of women in sports, but knew nothing to change it. So, when Susan had to take a break from her cycling career because of her injury, she put up a poster and 40 women, young and old, fit and unfit, joined. All of them were attracted by the idea of losing weight. In general, cycling in their minds was connected with painful training. At first, they cycled for 10 to 15 minutes. Now, they can cycle for as long as 30 minutes. They've also learned from the other cyclists about diet and keeping fit in general. Susan wanted to do something for women's cycling, and she's taken much pleasure in watching their progress, almost as much as they've had themselves. The idea of starting a cycling club for women came to Susan when she injured her back in an accident. Many organizers of sports clubs complain about the lack of women in sports, but knew nothing to change it. So, when Susan had to take a break from her cycling career because of her injury, she put up a poster and 40 women, young and old, fit and unfit, joined. All of them were attracted by the idea of losing weight. In general, cycling in their minds was connected with painful training. At first, they cycled for 10 to 15 minutes. Now, they can cycle for as long as 30 minutes. They've also learned from the other cyclists about diet and keeping fit in general. Susan wanted to do something for women's cycling, and she's taken much pleasure in watching their progress, almost as much as they've had themselves.
Text 2. Doll making has always been popular in Georgia, but it has become even more popular recently. There is even a doll museum in Tbilisi, where doll exhibitions are annually arranged. Lali Topuria is one of the famous Georgian doll makers. She created her first doll 6 years ago when she fell ill and was not able to walk. Lali, who is a historian and fine art specialist, makes dolls in different sizes and decorations. Practically all of them wear traditional Georgian costumes. Lali works with threads, fabrics, and beads. She doesn't use any dyes and makes faces with the help of a needle and colored threads. She also likes making fairy tale characters. Lali has participated in many international exhibitions. Her works have been highly praised in the Czech Republic and Ukraine. At the request of the Ukrainian government, she conducted a master class for local doll masters in Kiev. She showed them the entire process of doll creation from the beginning to the end. Doll making has always been popular in Georgia, but it has become even more popular recently. There is even a doll museum in Tbilisi, where doll exhibitions are annually arranged. Lali Topuria is one of the famous Georgian doll makers. She created her first doll 6 years ago when she fell ill and was not able to walk. Lally, who is a historian and fine art specialist, makes dolls in different sizes and decorations. Practically all of them wear traditional Georgian costumes. Lally works with threads, fabrics, and beads. She doesn't use any dyes and makes faces with the help of a needle and colored threads. She also likes making fairy tale characters. Lally has participated in many international exhibitions. Her works have been highly praised in the Czech Republic and Ukraine. At the request of the Ukrainian government, she conducted a masterclass for local doll masters in Kiev. She showed them the entire process of doll creation from the beginning to the end. Text 3.
Taking young children to a museum can be a challenging experience for adults. Museums are designed mostly for grown-ups, though some of them offer special times for children's tours. During these times, the museum staff are expecting children, and they take them on tours which are specially designed for them. If a museum doesn't have a specially designed children's tour, children can still visit. But in this case, the teachers select about 20 objects they think are most interesting for kids to see. During the visit to the museum, the children will focus their attention only on those items. Then they will have to think about and discuss what they see. So with just a little preparation, a trip to a museum can still be an enjoyable experience for children as well. Visits to museums should not be too long. Adults should remember that children get easily tired and bored, especially in the museum setting. So, 30 minutes is enough for children to view the pieces pre-selected by the teacher. Another 10 or more exhibits can be saved for future trips. Taking young children to a museum can be a challenging experience for adults. Museums are designed mostly for grown-ups, though some of them offer special times for children's tours. During these times, the museum staff are expecting children, and they take them on tours which are specially designed for them. If a museum doesn't have a specially designed children's tour, children can still visit. But in this case, the teachers select about 20 objects they think are most interesting for kids to see. During the visit to the museum, the children will focus their attention only on those items. Then they will have to think about and discuss what they see. So with just a little preparation, a trip to a museum can still be an enjoyable experience for children as well. Visits to museums should not be too long. Adults should remember that children get easily tired and bored, especially in the museum setting. So, 30 minutes is enough for children to view the pieces pre-selected by the teacher. Another 10 or more exhibits can be saved for future trips.
Text 4. The American singer and actress Jennifer Lopez was born on July 24, 1969, in the Bronx, New York. Jennifer and her two sisters, Leslie and Linda, were brought up in a small house. Today, all of them have successful careers. Recently, Jennifer Lopez has become seriously concerned with the healthcare system. So, in order to make changes in the system, Jennifer established the Lopez Family Foundation, together with her younger sister, Linda. The organization was developed in order to create health opportunities for poor women and children. With the world moving so fast, it is certainly not easy to keep up with all the technological changes. Jennifer admits that she doesn't have computer skills. It should be noted that unlike many Hollywood celebrities, she does not drink or smoke. She should certainly be a role model for many celebrities. Celebrities these days earn a lot of money by giving magazines the right to publish the images of their newborn babies. Jennifer Lopez is not an exception. She got $6 million from People magazine in exchange for publishing her twins' photos. The American singer and actress Jennifer Lopez was born on July 24, 1969, in the Bronx, New York. Jennifer and her two sisters, Leslie and Linda, were brought up in a small house. Today, all of them have successful careers. Recently, Jennifer Lopez has become seriously concerned with the healthcare system. So, in order to make changes in the system, Jennifer established the Lopez Family Foundation, together with her younger sister, Linda. The organization was developed in order to create health opportunities for poor women and children. With the world moving so fast, it is certainly not easy to keep up with all the technological changes. Jennifer admits that she doesn't have computer skills. It should be noted that unlike many Hollywood celebrities, she does not drink or smoke. She should certainly be a role model for many celebrities. Celebrities these days earn a lot of money by giving magazines the right to publish the images of their newborn babies. Jennifer Lopez is not an exception. She got $6 million from People magazine in exchange for publishing her twins' photos. Text 5.
One of the oldest known medical textbooks was written in Sanskrit in modern-day India. Its exact date is unknown, but scientists agree that it was written in around 600 BC. The author of the book is thought to have been a doctor who also taught medical students. In the book, the author advises his students not to treat sick people until they have received practical experience. Before conducting medical operations, future doctors were trained by cutting the skin of fruits. They also learned how to take out fruit seeds carefully. This way, they developed the skills of removing foreign bodies from flesh. The medical students also practiced on dead animals and on leather bags filled with water before treating real patients. The book describes many medical operations, and among them is the description of an operation on a human eye. The method was very painful and primitive, but it gave us some idea about the qualification of the doctors and the procedure of the operation in general. One of the oldest known medical textbooks was written in Sanskrit in modern-day India. Its exact date is unknown, but scientists agree that it was written in around 600 BC. The author of the book is thought to have been a doctor who also taught medical students. In the book, the author advises his students not to treat sick people until they have received practical experience. Before conducting medical operations, future doctors were trained by cutting the skin of fruits. They also learned how to take out fruit seeds carefully. This way, they developed the skills of removing foreign bodies from flesh. The medical students also practiced on dead animals and on leather bags filled with water before treating real patients. The book describes many medical operations, and among them is the description of an operation on a human eye. The method was very painful and primitive, but it gave us some idea about the qualification of the doctors and the procedure of the operation in general.
This is the end of the listening part. Thank you.
Მოსმენის დავალება დასრულებულია.